Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you please be seated? Some years ago, when I was serving in a different parish, a lady appeared at the door of the vicarage one day for an appointment. I'd only spoken to her on the phone, yet when I opened the door to her, she said, oh, you're much taller than you sound on the phone. And ever since that moment, I've been wondering just how tall I sound when I'm on the phone. I can sort of get where she's coming from. Sometimes when you know someone by their voice or from a photograph, you start to form an impression of what that person might be like. And when you actually get to meet them, sometimes you get a little bit of a shock. We start to completely reimagine the person we first thought we knew. And something similar to that is going on in the Christmas story. We're finally getting to meet God after years of imagining what God might be like. People have got all sorts of different images of God. For many children, it's the old bearded man in the sky. And for many adults, God sometimes just seems to be some kind of disembodied spirit. Some people have formed an image of God from hearing God's voice. And the pages of the Old Testament in the Bible contain images of God formed by the ancient Jewish people who aligned themselves to God's voice, heard God speaking to them throughout their history. It's an image of God that sometimes appears as a person walking in the Garden of Eden, God speaking as a voice out of the burning bush, God appearing as a pillar of cloud, sometimes as a vast presence filling the temple until its foundations shake, and sometimes it's just that still small voice of calm. And the prophecies that speak of his coming to be our king and judge speak of God coming as fire and power. Yet when God actually comes, when we finally get to meet him, it's in complete surprise, and it causes us to completely reimagine things. We have to change our viewpoint on the God we thought we knew or the one we thought we were expecting. For this God turns out not to be fire or some vast presence, but instead God comes to us as one of us, a human being. In that manger in Bethlehem, God is revealed as something completely surprising, yet also at the same time, someone who is utterly recognizable. The God who made us in his image is born bearing our image. And that's the wonder and the surprise that John describes so poetically at the start of that gospel. That great word that made everything appears in our own flesh. We've seen him and known him as someone very familiar, yet he overturns everything we thought we knew, and God allows us to see clearly in the midst of our darkness. So we have to rethink everything we thought we knew about this God and start to accept God in a whole new way. So as we come to terms with that shock and begin to reimagine who this God might be, maybe we can be encouraged to carry on being surprised and carry on exploring what God means to us. Being holy and being human are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they're one and the same thing. People often think that turning to God means cultivating some kind of otherworldly holiness. Vicars might be seen to do this sometimes, adopting some kind of vacant expression and speaking in some kind of vicar voice that no normal person would ever try and use. But Jesus didn't do that. When God came to us, he came completely and fully human. People were first attracted to Jesus, not because he was more of a religious fanatic than anybody else, but somehow because he was actually more human than anybody else. And once they got to know this amazing human being, they realized that they'd also met God. And people sometimes have an idea that being a Christian is like being some kind of religious weirdo. And there are, of course, religious weirdos who are Christians. I love them, of course. They're my brothers and sisters, but I don't think Christianity made them like that. Maybe some people, including myself, are probably always weird. But being Christian is about allowing God to make you more fully human. And the birth of Jesus tells us that to become more godly is also to become more human. And that story also tells us that God inhabits the full experience of human life. It's easy to confuse an idea of God with being something like a genie in a bottle who just grants wishes when we ask and goes on to make life happier for all of us. And then when life turns around and bites us on the backside, we come to the conclusion that God either doesn't care about us or simply doesn't exist at all. But God reveals himself to be something completely different from any kind of genie in a bottle. God warns us that yes, life is tough, life is dangerous, and that's precisely why we need Jesus. And far from being absent in the midst of human suffering, in our suffering, that is where we find God most present. And behind the Christmas card coziness of the manger scene is the brutal reality of a God who was born into complete poverty, into a place where there were terrifying levels of infant mortality, and lives were often destined to be cut short violently just at the point where they began to flower. So God deliberately takes on flesh in the darkest place of human existence. If to become more godly is also to become more human, then we also meet God most fully when we meet God in the full range of our human experiences. Even in the darkest and saddest of places, there we find that the light still shines in the darkness. And if God can inhabit the darkest places of our existence, then God can also inhabit the most difficult places in our lives. It's one of the strangest aspects of humanity that we're so often ashamed of ourselves. We struggle sometimes to look at ourselves in the mirror. I, for one, can't stand looking at photographs or videos of myself. So many of us have a poor sense of self-image, and many of us who seem to be confident are only confident when we can hide behind some kind of mask that we create for ourselves. But God is not ashamed to bear our image. God is willing to become the person that we're ashamed to be. And in fact, it's by coming to know Jesus that we come to know the person that we truly are. If the birth of Jesus tells us that to become more godly is also to become more human, it also tells us that the key to becoming more human is to become more godly, at least more like the surprising God that's revealed in Jesus. The God who bears our image allows us to face the truth about ourselves, down to the deepest depths of who we are. And then we realize that it's okay. We're loved, we're forgiven, we're redeemed, we're restored. In God, we're able to face the world afresh. In God, we're not ashamed to bear the image of the God who was not ashamed in the first place to be born in our image. And so the more we look at the manger scene, the more we find an unexpected God. But it seems that we can only meet the true God if we're prepared to be surprised. John made it clear in his gospel that when God came to his own people would not accept him. They thought that they already knew him too well. They weren't prepared to accept the surprise. But to all who do receive him, he gives power to become children of God, to become like Jesus himself, to become at the same time deeply holy and fully human, able to face all the darkness of the world and find that the darkness will never overcome the light, able to face the full truth about ourselves and rejoice that we bear God's image in our flesh, and be able to see God's image in each and every one of our brothers and sisters, so we find peace and goodwill, which only God can give to us. So in the words of the angels, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace and goodwill to all his people who bear his image. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.